When Judy sent me that, I mean, that's what I would like to prepare talks. Is not, I mean, some I do searching. I mean, just the days before I do. But anyhow, I open my heart in my mind to the universe to let me know more things, and so that I can tell you more things, because I don't feel that I cannot talk about anything that I have not experienced myself. And because this is the knowledge that I can share with you. Otherwise, it's Mr. Ernest Holmes that I love reading him, or Abraham, or I mean. But the thing is, when once you experience, I feel that it's something I can share with you, and it feels more, I don't know if more ethical or more honest, but at least more heartfelt, as you put me in your email, Connie. So I started, I mean, hearing all things about wholeness, and this is this guy that is asking, I mean, something to the Abraham tapes, and he says that he is, what he is doing right now is mastering in spirit. Wow, sounded so impressive. And Abraham says, yeah, I mean, I praise what you are doing, which I think she's wonderful. I mean, they are wonderful. They always praise people. And he says, but the wholeness is just the understanding of who you really are, and it's the completeness about your spirit and your body and your connection to Source. And amazingly, Ernest Holmes, that is now it's almost, I mean, laughable. I mean, I have seen so many things that they are so related. Wholeness says that spirit is a transcendent, perfect, and whole that contains and embraces all seeming opposites. We as human beings, we have the free will, and we can choose what we can experience, whether it is positive or negative. The same principle that brings us freedom, prosperity, and joy will also allow us to experience bondage, lack, or misery according to our consciousness. And I said, okay, but I understand that God can embrace everything from, let's call it in colors, from black to white. I mean, that is all. Then I went to Holmes again, and I see a definition in the last part of the book. It's called whatever it is called, the dictionary, whatever. And it says wholeness is the perception of the reality. It is the unity with God and the whole. Man is the center of God's consciousness in the vast whole. And that really resonates with me as a person. I understand that God is whole, but who I am in that whole. So we are part of it. And then the children's curriculum that I really like, because, I mean, there's some ideas that are so graphic that I couldn't believe it. It really happened to me. That when I saw it, I said, oh my God, but how can I even think about this? They are talking about the ball. The ball needs something to function, and that's electricity. God is the electricity, okay? But the electricity cannot function without a ball. So I said, what a great idea. And it depends how much we shine, if we are about our connection, okay, or how much the bulb, I mean, is shining, 60 watts or 100 watts or something like that. So I thought this was a very good idea. Grasping the whole concept of how we function. God is a way of talking. God needs us to be shining, and everyone shines a different light, a different perspective, a different way of being, a different personality, whatever it is. And we all make a perfect white light. Because that's why I love to see God. So, in a way, what has happened, and it has been difficult for me, is that this concept that you can embrace, I mean, whatever you want, either suffering or bondage according to your consciousness. And I thought a lot about it, and I thought, well, there are certain things that, or certain times in life that things go wrong. I mean, things happen. I don't even want to go, but we know that sometimes things, they seem to go wrong. In my practitioner years, I had a wonderful story from a lady that she said that her biggest battle was against fear. And I said, why fear? She was very prosperous. She was a corporate woman. She earned a lot of money. She had a gorgeous house. She even defined herself that later in life she decided to be open, and she was a lesbian. So, everything that, she was projecting didn't have anything to do with her fear. And she told us, well, the real fear is something that is really very deep in my mind. And I said, because we were two sisters. And my bigger sister, when I was born, she was very angry. And my mother didn't do anything about it. And, she really tried to kill me 3 times. I was only 3. Once she drowned me, the other time she was suffocating me with a pillow, and I don't remember the third one. And that really, it made me learn that life was a very difficult and dangerous place to live. And she told me, you know what, Pita, it's not what happens in your life, it's your attitude of what happens. And that really, opened for me a window that things happen in our life, but our attitude is the important one. And she decided, to overcome these fears and to trust that it was a protective and wonderful environment to live. So this is the explanation that I got, that we can choose bondage and suffering, or we can choose to be, prosperity and abundance and everything according to what we want, because the best thing that we have is that we are free, and free to choose. And then the curriculum for this week was talking about thoughts and our emotions. And then I went into my psychology books that I had just finished, and it was so similar to what Ernest Holmes had to say about this. And really, really what happens, the little secret is that your emotions are driven by your thoughts. If you want to change your emotion, you have to change your thought. Abraham Hicks tells that generally we don't have access to very different thoughts of what we are thinking because of the law of attraction. So we just have to find a thought that fits a little bit better. And that's what my exercise is going to be about. I want to do a little game with a little card. I have a little something to play with. But anyhow, just put in the back of the card 10 things that you can tell yourself when things go not so well. Because it's nice to have the handy. Sometimes we are late, sometimes we have a ticket, or other things happening. I would like to have it in my wallet and say, hello, what was this about? Because sometimes we forget. So, if we don't like the emotions, we can change our thoughts. This psychologist that I really like, he's a very tough man, but very funny. He says that all our let's call it the negative emotions, which we don't believe there is a negative emotion, because the universe gave us those emotions to tell us something, right? And what I've learned is that whenever you're feeling a negative emotion, it's because your inner being is not agreeing with your thoughts. Because for your inner being, you are always, he's our best cheerleader. You are wonderful. You are, God expressing. You are not insecure. You are powerful. Whatever we think. And usually, I really have tried that thought. Every time that I said, oh, you know something, whatever, I said, well, I feel awful. And it says, what my inner being should be saying about me? And it only takes about 5 minutes. Just to remind, that's what I call it, remind, and then final center. And this Ellis, that is absolutely amazing, he called it the irrational thoughts. And even he is more disrespectful because he says our stinking thinking. And I really like that because it's really, I mean, we are usually driven by a very unrealistic kind of perfectionism. I should do this. I must do this. I ought to do this. I have to be perfect. This is a really horrible, terrible, and absolutely disgraceful adventure that I am having right now. And it's not the reality. You are not supposed to be perfect. You are not supposed to be everything, I mean, should be good in life. Nobody should love you at all times. Nobody should love you at all times. No, I mean, people, I mean, treat you that as the way they treat you, but it's not because of you, it's because of what they are having. So it really changes your focus, I mean, and says, well, am I having this thinking? Because we are used to it, and it comes from our parents that, I mean, says, oh, you know, something, you are dirty, or you need to do this, or, I mean, you're lazy, or something like that. So we have this very much ingrained, and we usually treat ourselves as our parents did treat us, and treat somebody else as our parents treat us. So, in a way, if we can only, I mean, start treating ourselves a little bit better, I mean, we like at least have a frame of reference that is going to allow us to put us in a perspective that is more realistic. And if we know what we know our reality, and if we are children of God, we are so powerful. One of the things that I found is that if we really would believe that we are extension of God and how powerful we can be, our lives could be, if not better, I think, or it has happened to me, a little bit more peaceful. When things go wrong, then you say, well, we blame ourselves. How did I attract this? What kind of thoughts I was thinking? Abraham stole something that maybe these were patterns very ingrained in our childhood. And even if we know now, with something else, things keep on manifesting in our lives, but it comes from a very bad, far behind us. But the thing is, as the universe is expanding, this is the opportunity for us to create something else in our lives. So even if we see that some patterns are repeated, you say, okay, this is here right now, this is my manifestation. So how am I going to create a new reality for me? How can I approach it in a different attitude, in a different way? That's why contrast keeps on coming into our lives, so that we are better or more, we have more tools, or we are have more maturity, or we have some other ways to approach this in a different way. And I think this is a wonderful adventure, and it's never done. I know people that, I mean, one of the best things is that people, I mean, very successful, they seem not to have any of those things. But I believe the human beings, I mean, we are almost the same. And the only thing is, probably they are ahead of creating something that is absolutely wonderful. So those manifestations are much far behind that some of us that we're still dealing with the nitty-gritty of every day. But it doesn't matter. No, it's not. I mean, nobody is going to arrive in the, how you say, the goal or anything earlier than other. We just keep on doing the same things, and God is expanding as I Peter, allow myself to handle this situation with a new thought, with a new expanded thought, with a new attitude. And I think that's wonderful. I think one of the best things is that we are in control of our emotions. If we let our emotions control us, I mean, it feels like that way sometimes. But if we can remember that we are powerful and we can choose what emotions to feel, because if the problem we have is that our emotions are doing the creation for our next experiences. they were telling about a guy that gets a very bad hotel. I mean, he doesn't like a hotel. And then, I mean, how he has to recognize that this is his own creation. But as he's doing, and he's telling to the hotel manager how to, okay, this is my own creation, and I think I'm going to be very happy in this room, and whatever, whatever. So, I mean, the thing is, he's creating for the next time he gets his hotel. And I says, what a great idea. I mean, I never thought about that. Sometimes we complain about many things that are, I mean, maybe you don't have the seat in the plane that you like, or maybe, I mean, I don't know, somebody at work is not treating you as you want, or something like that. But then, I mean, we go back to our pattern, and then you spend 15 minutes, I mean, complaining and being miserable and angry, or something like that. When in that way, I mean, the 15 minutes, there are many 17 seconds in that 15 minutes. And we don't even notice. I mean, to create for me sometimes 17 seconds of something positive is really hard. I got out of fuel about 10 seconds. But if I can be rumbling, I could be 20 minutes doing that and not noticing. So this is very interesting. The other thing that is really amazing is going back into the little book here. Abraham says that if we are connected to our source, we feel appreciation, elation, and love, and everything like that. If we are feeling disconnected or negative emotion, anger or resentment or whatever, we are not connected to our source. And I think for me, that made it. Because it really, that's probably one of the goals on my life, just to be connected to source, not because of what I'm creating, not because my life is going to be better, not because I would like to have what I want to have. It's because it's out of love. This connection, and besides, when I'm connected, my life is just great. It doesn't matter if I have the money that I want or the opportunities that I want or whatever it is. It doesn't. This connection to source, what it has happened to me, is that I live a much happier life. I really don't do it right now because I want to have something else. It's because it really feels much better. And I live a much happier life. Absolutely amazing. So this is what it really motivates me to change every time. And now I'm getting very wise about this. Because if I'm not feeling very good, I said, well, why am I not feeling very good? I mean, I shouldn't be feeling this way. Now I know this very quickly. And I just went out of there. I mean, whatever it takes, I went out of there and I want it fast. I don't want to be in this state. So that motivates me. So that's why my let's call it, instead of 10 affirmations that we can do as an affirmation, but you know something, we can do with my soothing affirmations. And that's what we are going to do right now. I hope this talk can motivate us, and it always does, just to try to be in this life for joy, because that's what this is about. We think we are here to get things or money or a good job or something. No, we are here for joy, and I hope if this is the main goal in our life, things are going to be so much easier. It doesn't matter what happens to us around us, because if we have the indestructible, unchangeable goal to be happy in every moment, I think we will live much happier lives. And thank you very much.
Thank you.